Dear participants, thank you for standing by. Welcome to DSM's conference call. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To register for questions, you may dial star one at any time. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Lyca de Jong. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator, and welcome to this conference call about this morning's announcement that we are accelerating DSM's strategic journey to become a fully focused health, nutrition, and biosciences company. Geraldine Matchett and Dimitri de Vreeze, co-CEOs of DSM, will talk you through what we are doing and why. After that, both are available to answer your questions, and we have 30 minutes this morning, so until 8:30. As always, I must point out a disclaimer regarding forward-looking statements, which is published on our website and in our press releases, just in case today's call contains any forward-looking statements. I'd now like to hand over the call to Geraldine and Dimitri. Dimitri, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. Thank you, Lyca. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us at this hour and such a short notice. Today, we've announced our decision to become a fully focused health, nutrition, and bioscience company. I've worked at TSM for more than 30 years, and during this time, I've seen firsthand how this company has consistently made big strategic decisions, guided by a long-term purpose and a conviction that we have responsibility to all stakeholders. I'm sure you've read about the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the sixth assessment report, which was published last month, and the IPCC made it alarmingly clear that our planet is fast approaching critical and irreversible tipping points. However, there is still an opportunity to avert the worst-case scenario. We can still secure a sustainable future for our children and for generations to come. And it is a wake-up call and a rallying cry for action. And DSM has been an advocate for climate change for years, for climate action against climate change. And I remember we were among the first to set a pathway to net zero greenhouse gas emissions and to have a science-based target confirmed and validated with our progress measured year on year. When we tied executive staff pay to more than just our financial performance in 2010, but also to sustainability performance, this was so radical that it was front page news in the business papers worldwide. And today, 80% of our business is connected to global food systems, how the world produces and consumes food. Yet it is here that we see the most immediate and gravest challenges from climate change. We see drought, we see wildfires, we see flooding and nature loss with increased food insecurity and lead to ill health, poverty and social unrest around the globe. And when it comes to our food, climate change is a threat to everyone. Therefore, as a global leader in the science that can help to make our world food system healthier, more resilient and sustainable, we have an obligation. We feel we have an obligation to live up to our purpose and fully apply our resources, expertise, where we can have the greatest impact. The solutions needed offer exciting opportunities for DSM. And therefore, we have decided to review our strategic options for materials businesses, including a possible change of ownership, because these businesses deserve a best owner to continue to be successful. We have two great materials businesses with significant potential to drive the important industrial shift to a bio-based and circular economy. However, we will not succeed if we try to do this while also trying to transform global food systems. We have made a choice. Having spent much of my DSM career in the materials area, I believe in their potential, in their performance-driven people, their purpose-led innovation. Now, I want to ensure they have every opportunity to make the impact that the world needs. Our health, nutrition, and biosciences businesses are based on unique scientific competence, grounded in more than 100 years of research. And our business model of global products, local solution, is underpinned by expertise in chemistry and biotechnology, enabled by application and formulation know-how. And we will extend that unique business model with a dimension, precision, and personalization. Food is a necessity for life, yet also one of the largest contributors to climate change. It doesn't have to be this way. We have the capability at DSM, and therefore also the responsibility to make a difference. And in doing so, we will also create further opportunities to build a growth company. And let me hand over to Geraldine to explain how are we going to do that. Geraldine.
Yes, thank you, Dimitri, and good morning, everyone, from me as well. Those of you who've been following us closely for a while now know that as DSM, we have been already on this journey to becoming a leader in health, nutrition, and biosciences for some time. In the past 2 years, we've acquired CSK, Glycom, the Erba Group, and Midori, all in the health and nutrition space. We're also awaiting on regulatory clearance to acquire First Choice Ingredients. At the same time, we sold our resins and functional materials, additive manufacturing, and solar businesses. Now, we are accelerating our strategic journey to becoming a fully focused health, nutrition, and bioscience company. To achieve this, firstly, we are going to simplify our operating structure to address the opportunities that we see. We are establishing 3 distinct business groups, which will bring us closer to these respective end markets. The first is our food and beverage business group that combines our food, beverage, and pet food activities to help customers develop sustainable and healthy products that also taste good. Think here about sugar replacement, meat alternatives, bio-based ways of extending shelf life, and more. Second is our health, nutrition, and care business group that brings together early life nutrition, dietary supplements, pharma, medical nutrition, personal care, fragrances, biomedical materials, and nutritional improvements, all aimed at keeping people healthy. And third is our animal nutrition and health business group that incorporates a wide range of essential nutritional products and game-changing innovations, such as our methane inhibitor Bovaer, which has just actually been getting approval for use in Brazil and Chile, all to radically transform the sustainability of animal farming. We are also changing how we innovate. By merging our science center and embedding research and development in our business groups, we can develop more customer-ready solutions which are needed today at speed. Lastly, given these changes and the shift to a more standalone materials business, we are also adjusting our supporting functions as well as our top leadership structure. These changes are already well advanced, and we will begin reporting accordingly from the 1st of January next year. What we are doing goes beyond a restructuring of DSM. It is about creating the best environment so that we can deliver more at a time when the world needs action. To reinforce the importance of this to our people, to our customers and suppliers, and to society at large, we are also we've also announced a series of quantifiable and ambitious commitments. As Dimitri just said, we have the capability and therefore the responsibility to make a difference. Our 5 commitments that we published today are where we believe we can have and make the greatest difference. They span all of the 3 business groups and underpin an overarching commitment to have a meaningful contribution to health of people, health for the planet, and healthy livelihoods. Starting with health of people, I talk regularly to our partners at the World Food Programme who tell me that global hunger has skyrocketed in the past year. Also, 2.4 billion people currently lack essential micronutrients, such as vitamins and minerals. We can make a difference. Working with the World Food Programme, plus UNICEF, World Vision, and Scaling Up Nutrition, we aim to close the nutrient gap for 800 million vulnerable people by 2030 through fortifying staple foods and health supplements. We will also work to create much higher awareness of the critical importance of nutrition in our diets and develop and launch new innovative solutions that will support the immunity of 500 million people by 2030. As for the planet, we can have a considerable impact on farm emissions by changing the feed animals eat every day. I mentioned Bovaer earlier, which dramatically reduces methane. Much of the climate change talk focuses on carbon, but methane is actually 30 times as potent as a greenhouse gas. We also target lowering nitrogen emissions from swine and phosphorus emissions from poultry, all by double digit by 2030 on the farms supplied by our customers. We're also stepping up work on plant-based foods and beverages, aiming to reach twice as many people by 2030 than we do today with nutritious, delicious, sustainably produced plant-based foods. And finally, livelihoods. Farmers can be the heroes of this food transformation, but should be rewarded for making sustainable choices, especially if it comes at a price. We already work in some of the poorest parts of the world to create reliable incomes for smallholder farmers. By 2030, we want to quadruple the number of farmers whose livelihoods we support through Africa Improved Foods Venture to 500 million people. These commitments are in addition to our existing ESG improvement targets, such as our recently increased targets to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions from our own operations. Just like those, we will report our progress each year and seek reasonable assurance from our auditors so that our stakeholders can have confidence in the numbers. We are one of the first companies in the consumer ingredients sector to make our societal impact explicit through a set of measurable food system commitments. By focusing on areas where we have the capabilities to make a difference, we are ideally positioned to create value for all stakeholders across all dimensions of people, planet, and profit. And with that, I would like to open the floor for questions.
Thank you. We now begin the question and answer session. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, please press star 1 if you wish to ask a question. And your first question comes from the line of Bart Nyer from Reuters. Please ask a question.
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for your time. On the materials division, on the review, can you give any more detail on the expected time frame for this and what the what your options are for the division, or your preferred options? Are you looking for a sale? Is it an IPO maybe an opportunity? And also, you mentioned, of course, the possible change of ownership, but is there any scenario thinkable in which this would not lead to a change of ownership? Thank you.
Sure. Dimitri, do you want to take that one?
Yep. Thanks for that. Thank Bart for that question. So, indeed, like we've indicated, building a health, nutrition, and biosciences company with all these opportunities with the changing in the food systems and our capability, we have decided that the materials business needs to have a strategic review to get a new owner or a best owner, as we've said it, to continue their successful path. From a time frame, yeah, this will not be done in weeks, but it will not take years and years either. And in a situation that we're going to build that health, nutrition, and biosciences company, I would say we're looking at different options, of which our preferred option is to divest to a new best owner. So that is a bit of background on the timing and the options we're looking at.
Okay, so a direct sale. as your preference. And do you have any indication for the interest in this division?
I mean, these businesses are really fantastic businesses. They have grown over the last years. They have grown on top line as well as bottom line. This is a business which is helping the world transition into a circular and a bio-based economy. Let's remind you, the two businesses we have under materials are the engineering materials businesses in the automotive and the electronics industry, with a clear growth path going forward for recyclable and bio-based solutions, protective materials, also known as our Dyneema business, fast-growing business, also in the transition to be less dependent on fossil fuel and more on bio-based feedstock. So these are quality assets, and I think interest for these quality assets are absolutely there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And your next question comes from the line of Leon Bogaert from ANP. Please ask a question.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. Two questions. The first one, is there also an amount known about the investment in the new strategy? And the money that's available for the proceeds of material, is that also part of that investment? And or do you have to raise capital to for the new plans?
Okay, good. Yeah, let me take this one. So the way that we look at the announcement today is really a repositioning of our businesses to ensure that they all can thrive going into the future and that all of us within DSM can then be very focused on achieving that success. There isn't a particular investment required for this. It's more about focus and about getting ourselves better organized. So you heard me talk on the call about creating the three business groups, for instance. That is really about, in some ways, reshuffling our existing activities into three differently defined business groups. And the investments were already there in the past, and we will continue to make them. I think it's also important to mention that we intend to continue to invest in our materials businesses. It is not because they're going to be managed more on a standalone basis that investments will be less. But there is no, in essence, no step change in investment patterns due to the announcements of today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone. And your next question comes from the line of Andre Sterk from ABM Financial News. Please ask a question.
Yes, good morning. All my questions have been answered right now. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And you have no further
Must
questions.
Must have been good questions then.
The next question comes from the line of Bart Meijer from Reuters. Please ask a question.
Okay, thank you. Then maybe on the commitments you've also announced. Always back to the question, of course, how strong are these commitments? How are you going to measure this? What will be the consequence of, well, meeting them seems obvious, but of not meeting them, can you give some more detail on how you will make sure that you will live up to these commitments? How strong are you? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for this question. It's actually very close to our hearts. As you know, as DSM, we have a very long history of being an ESG company focused on the triple bottom line of people, planet, and profit. And we've always taken a very scientific-based approach to any commitment and target that we put out there. So for us, this is an exciting and meaningful step today because we will take exactly the same approach with these commitments as we have on all of our societal, environmental, and financial targets in the past. So the measurement is actually driven by a science-based approach. We have a very clear baseline of 2020 with external support where needed to make sure that it's correctly measured. Now, we also are one of the few companies in the world, by the way, where our non-financial targets and performance is audited by our external auditors to the highest possible standard, which is reasonable assurance in today's world. And we will do exactly the same for these five new commitments that we have around food systems. Now, another important aspect here is that these are entirely embedded in our activities. We believe that as a company, if you want to have a truly meaningful impact, you really have to focus on the areas where you know the most and where you have the biggest reach. And that's exactly who we are. And going to a fully focused health, nutrition, and bioscience company, we will be very well placed to influence the targets around people. So what do we eat? How do we influence the fact that people should not be suffering from micronutrient deficiencies, for example? How do we boost immunity is critical, particularly after a year and a half of COVID pandemic. I think everyone now realizes that. And so this is all very embedded in our business. Same applies with the planet. So the target around livestock emissions is very closely related to our innovation pipeline and all of the product innovations we're bringing in the animal nutrition space. And the last one on scaling are reaching people with plant-based alternatives. That is also very embedded in the innovations we're bringing through our food and beverage new business group to the market. So these are very serious, very well grounded in facts, and also very close to what we do as a company. I think it goes without saying that while we look at the challenges of the food system, you know, as humanity with a great sense of urgency, we also see in this space huge opportunities for us to do meaningful things and do well at the same time.
Thank you.
Thank you. And your next question comes from the line of Jeroen Segenhout from FV. Please ask a question.
Good morning. I'm just wondering, what will you do with the proceeds of a possible sale of the materials business? And do you have more M&A in mind, or what exactly are your plans?
Yeah, thanks for the question. Now, of course, this is fast-forwarding a little bit rapidly, right? Because we are announcing the strategic review with a preference for probably a change of ownership as one of the outcomes. But our capital allocation policy remains the same. Our fundamental strategy is an organic growth strategy. So we will always deploy our capital to support innovations and to grow our markets. Now, we're, of course, committed to our dividend policy, which is stable, preferably rising, and we've never departed from that policy. And the third is acquisitions, so M&A. Now, you've seen us do quite a number of acquisitions in the last 2-3 years, all of them, you know, very synergetic and strengthening our position in nutrition and health. And we will continue definitely to be looking out for other opportunities of the kind. Now, I described the three business groups that we are shaping and that will kick off in January. Now, all three have opportunities to be strengthened through M&A, and we will therefore be out there looking for the right opportunities with always the right amount of discipline, of course, to do transactions which are, you know, value creating and really drive our future organic growth for the company.
Yeah,
maybe I can build on that, and I'm back to you, Jeroen. I think it's important that what Geraldine also said, we're creating three business groups, of which food and beverage in the past were the route to market to our food and bev customers were via 2 or 3 units. We now combine that creates one face to the market. That's one. And secondly, you create an organization that if you do acquisitions, there's also a landing spot. So the three businesses both offer opportunities for organic growth, for innovation, as well as for M&A, but certainly on the F&B front, the third business group which we are creating, it also helps us to create a landing spot for future growth. So back to you.
Okay. Because I'm just wondering, a possible sale will give you a lot of money, probably. So you can go for the big one. Do you have that in mind, or?
I mean, at the end of the day, the choice to review the strategic position of materials has to do with the growth and the opportunities we see in health, nutrition, and biosciences. We are predominantly looking for organic growth based on own strength with innovation. And you've seen the huge innovation portfolio we have with the methane reduction additive on Bovaer, with algae-based fish oil, with Canola Pro, which is a plant-based protein. So we have huge pipelines in our innovation. Obviously, we're also looking at M&A. We do that all the time. I mean, we've just announced 1 or 2 weeks ago First George Ingredients. So we'll continue to do so. But like Geraldine was saying, fast-forwarding the conclusion of the money to come in, I think that's too far away. We are reviewing our strategic position with a preferred option to divest it to a best owner. So I think let's leave it there.
Okay. And my last question, did you already talk to analysts and were they cheering about this announcement?
Geraldine?
Well, we will be having our analyst call a little later this morning. The reactions we get on a one-on-one is that they recognize that this makes a lot of sense. So, you know, we are together already today more than 80% a nutrition, health, and bioscience company. There is obviously a lot of evidence that companies that focus on what they're good at tend to be even more successful. And so this will certainly, I think, be well received in that context. And also because they see that as DSM, we have an amazing role to play in this space. So I expect a positive reaction, but let's see how the day goes.
But on the other hand, let's also face that it's not a surprise. I mean, we also say that we accelerate our strategic journey. So I think we've been very transparent on that journey. And we basically also have Geraldine and myself showed a little bit on how we see how things will evolve. So it's more the acceleration part. It's not that it's a new journey which we've set out today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, and your next question comes from the line of...
This is Lika de Jong speaking. I see we're at 8:32 already. I don't know if there's time for one small question. Otherwise, I will think we'll stop.
Yes,
there was one more question.
So next question comes from Pete Voibs from AG. Please ask a question.
Yeah. Well, good morning. My question is already answered by my predecessor. Had the same question was about what you will do with the proceeds of the sale of the materials. So,
thanks.
Good.
Yeah.
Then I would like to close the call for today and wrap things up. Dimitri, would you like to make any closing remarks for today?
Yeah, thanks, Lika. Let me close up quickly, looking at the time. I would say, it would be easy and understandable to feel a bit overwhelmed by the consequences of the climate crisis. I don't know about you, but I sometimes are. But there is hope that we can still make a difference. And we have the capability, and therefore we take the responsibility to do so. And Geraldine and I, and in fact, all of us at GSM believe that if businesses have the opportunity and the capability, we have the responsibility to apply the resources and expertise to work for brighter lives for all. And DSM, as a global leader in the science behind better health and nutrition, the changes we have announced today with simplifying operation structure, becoming a full-focused health, nutrition, and biosciences leader, and the food system commitments we are making, I think is setting the path for us for the coming years. And this is how we'll try to have a positive impact in creating brighter lives for all. And with that, thank you very much for attending, and speak to you soon.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect. Speakers, please stand by.